These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Alex Jack. Well, we start with news concerning the Citizens, and they dropped further points in their race for the Premier League title as they were held by Leeds United at Elland Road by one goal apiece. Well, it was the Citizens who made a perfect start to the encounter and raced into a 1-0 lead thanks to Raheem Sterling's effort in the early stages, but Leeds battled their way back into the game. And it was substitute Rodrigo who managed to level the scores in West Yorkshire. Well, this is what boss Guardiola had to say following the result. "It was an entertaining game for everyone. I'm incredibly proud of these players who enjoy football and come to this country and play many years at a high level. This is their first pre-season together. We couldn't do it more because the opponent was so good, like all Marcelo Bielsa's sides. Of course, we are far away from the top of the league. We need to start to win games. It's a marathon, and with the Champions League games, all the teams have this situation." Well, it looks like Manchester City's business in the summer transfer window has concluded, Diaz being the last player to make a big money move to the Etihad Stadium. And now Pep Guardiola's side can fully focus on their next game in the Premier League. That comes on Saturday the 17th of October when they play host to Arsenal. That's, of course, following the international break. But that's all for now. We'll have more later.